It's Friday, August 5th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Pepperdine University, founded by the Church of Christ denomination, has announced that it will accommodate Title IX requirements for participation of homosexuals in the school's program. Since 1976, the Christian University had exempted itself from Title IX requirements on two accounts: feminism and the acceptance of homosexual behavior. Andrew Benton, Pepperdine University president, wrote in a letter to the U.S. Department of Education that, quote, "We believe that Pepperdine's mission and the goals of Title IX are aligned," unquote. Proverbs 25:26 says, "Like a muddied spring or a polluted fountain is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked." The latest Fox News poll puts Hillary Clinton 10 percentage points ahead of Donald Trump. Clinton is ahead of Trump with women by 23 percentage points, with Hispanics by 48 percentage points, and with blacks by 83 percentage points. Only 4% of blacks are going for Trump. The Republican candidate is also doing badly in the swing states, 9% behind in a Michigan poll and 15% behind in New Hampshire. Analysis of Hillary Clinton's spending plans indicate more government, more debt, and more taxes. Fox News reported an estimate of $1.3 trillion in new taxes and $2.2 trillion in new debt under Clinton's spending plan. These numbers are based on independent analyses from the Tax Policy Center and the Center for a Responsible Federal Budget. The Dow Industrial Averages are down 250 points over the last 2 weeks, and U.S. oil settled below $40 for the first time since April. Economist Gerard Lomero, author of Great News for America, The Constitution, Freedom, and Prosperity Are Coming Back, talked to The Worldview and offered this explanation.
Well, the Dow's 7-day closing streak that's been down, I would associate with probably 3 or 4 major things going on. One is severe concerns over global growth that have been on and off troubling investors for months. In addition, we see that the oil prices on Wednesday fell below $40 a barrel, which is an issue because it has great impact.
Dr. Lomero added that many analysts are overlooking the economic impact of the presidential election.
I wrote an article this week about the different tax plans between Trump and Hillary. I think there could be a lot of fear from investors that her tax plan may be the one that's ultimately going to be passed if she's elected. And that tax plan includes a $1 trillion tax increase. Trump's tax plan, in stark contrast to Clinton, cuts taxes.
WorldNetDaily.com reports that an employee of World Vision has been charged in Israel with diverting tens of millions of dollars to a Muslim terrorist organization. Mohammed El Halabi, director of World Vision's Gaza branch, is accused of diverting World Vision's monies toward the construction of tunnels from which terrorists launched attacks in Israel. The money was collected for the purpose of supporting Palestinians living on the Gaza Strip. The Vice President of the United States officiated a pseudo-wedding of two men on Monday. Later in a tweet, Joe Biden said he was, quote, proud, unquote, to do it. We would remind the Vice President, "For the day of the Lord of hosts shall come upon everything proud and lofty. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be brought low. The Lord alone will be exalted in that day. They shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth from the terror of the Lord and the glory of His majesty." Isaiah 2:12 and following. The Indianapolis Star has released information on an extensive investigation of a massive sexual abuse scandal in an Olympics training program called USA Gymnastics. The organization had received complaints concerning 50 coaches affiliated with the program. Children as young as 7 years of age were victimized over the last several decades. After Russia announced its intentions to persecute Christian churches that engage in evangelism, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association has announced they will pull their persecuted church conference out of Russia. The first ever World Summit in Defense of Persecuted Christians is moved to Washington, D.C. and scheduled for October 28th through 30th. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, August 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.